starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Back then, it's very difficult because I grew up as a nobody's child. My mom passed away when I was 2 years old. And then my dad, because of the hardship in life, has worked as a driver, you know.
Everywhere.
And then I just been being left in my relatives, my aunties, my uncles. And I have to work hard for them, you know. I'm not a burden to them.
Salat sa buhay at ulila sa magulang ang taga Cebu na si Noel Seno. Sa murang edad, kailangan niyang magtrabaho at ito ang naging inspirasyon niya para baguhin ang takbo ng kanyang kapalaran.
I help my auntie, you know, I carry the tobacco, you know, because
nagbebenta sila ng
tobacco. Bebenta sila na siya ng tobacco, ako ang tagadala. I was way back then year one, fetch water for them, because they have to take a bath, you know, all of them in the morning. Yeah, I have to fetch firewoods. Pag nakita ko yung bread, you know, already when you are a kid, looking at the bread, I don't have money. Even the ice cream, you know, they see balang like that. I cannot even buy that one, you know, because I don't have nothing. Yeah. Then I started thinking over from the time on, I won't be like them. I won't be like me now. What they have eaten, I'll eat that one when I grow up. What they have wearing, I wear that one when I grow up, you know.
Para matustusan ang pag-aaral sa high school at kolehiyo, nagtrabaho siya sa isang machine shop na itaguyod niya ang sarili hanggang maging mechanical engineer.
I was getting 4 pesos a day when the minimum was 8 pesos a day. I'm underpaid. But still, I have to pursue myself, you know. I said, you have to push yourself, you know, otherwise you cannot reach your dream. That's where all started. And when I finished my, nobody even knows that I finished my course, you know, and my engineering career, my engineering degree. Nobody even knows in my family.
Matapos magtrabaho sa Pilipinas, napunta ito sa Saudi Arabia at nagtrabaho sa mga oil companies ng ilang taon, hanggang sa makakuha ng sponsor sa Australia taong 1990 bilang isang machinist ng 5 taon. Dahil na-inspire sa mga kakilala, nagtayo ito ng sariling negosyo at tinawag na Seno Engineering Australia. Sila ang gumagawa ng food machineries at nag-expand na sa electronic equipments at mga machine sa paggawa ng sabon dito sa Australia.
They are doing most of the equipments that deals with foods. Packaging machine, conveyors, any processing machines, even heat exchanger, boilers, you know, all dealings with that. Sometimes I can't even imagine that did I do this one, you know.
Katuwang niya sa negosyo ang asawang si Theresa, nag-graduate ng psychology sa Pilipinas. Kwento nila, hindi madali ang kanilang pinagdaanan. Maraming hamon ang kanilang pinagdaanan, lalo na dahil iba ang kanilang kulay at sa ibang bansa nakapagtapos.
Nobody will trust you because you don't have any blue eyes, you're not a blonde here, something like that, you know. And you are dealing with engineers there who are, you know, who graduated in a highest institution. It's really very difficult to prove yourself that, see, for example, you have a project, this will work, yours doesn't work, you know. And it needs a lot of explanation for you rather than him, you know, who is a real true blue Aussie, than me, I find it very, very difficult to do that one until it is proven, the fact that everything was going onto my side and they start believing me.
Dagdag ni Theresa, imbis na panghinaan sila ng loob, nagpursige ang mga ito. Dumating sa punto na iniisa-isa nila ang yellow book para makakuha ng posibleng kliyente.
So we would sit down alas dos, magsusulat din kami siya, and then we would look for, back then wala pang internet, wasn't that big then. So meron pang yellow book, if you remember, parang may thick na book wherein you have to find all those contacts. So maghahanap kami ng mga companies that we think we can cater for. So magsusulat kami ng introductory letter, and then we would find the address, we would drive, we would introduce ourselves, maglalagay kami ng flyers, these are our capabilities namin, and all of that. So sometimes our company, probably yung growth namin is word by mouth, when we engage with something and we leave a very parang magandang workmanship, then syempre yung ibang mga sister companies nila would see, oh, ang ganda ng conveyors na ito, who built this one, and then they would say, oh, it's Sino Engineering, and then, oh, can you give me the contact, nagbi-build kami ng network, and at the same time if we started engaging in bigger projects na wherein marami ng contractors, so iba they would have hindi lang mechanical, may mga ibang mga contractors. And then we establish, we connect with them.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sa pagbabalik-tanaw nga ng mag-asawa noong bago sila sa negosyo, kahit binigay na sa kanila ang malalaking proyekto, kailangan nilang mas ingatan ang tiwala ng kanilang kliyente.
Parang it's a pressure for us always pag nasa site kami, initially, nung mga bago pa, mga first few stages when we were awarded ng mga malalaking projects, we were like walking on eggshells. And always, every day yan, may toolbox meeting kami sa mga tao. Every morning yan, you constantly remind them, ganito, ganito, because you live in the pressure ba? Every day na, kailangan, tayo, kasi parang meron na silang hesitation na kaya ba nila ito?
We are catering like Arnott's, like Pepsi Cola, like To His Beer before, P&N, Darali, all chocolate. We are engaging most of the job in food industries.
Inamin ni Noel, sa kanilang klase ng trabaho, malaki din ang kaibahan kaysa karanasan niya sa Pilipinas bilang engineer.
Engineer there and engineer here are a big difference. Over there, they gonna supply you spoon feed. You are spoon feed over there. Oh, this is the drawing, that is the... Just tell me how much, this project will be. That's in Philippines. But over here, these engineers, the project managers is different. And no, I have this one. I want this one to move there. You have to think about it, how you're going to do it. And you have to sell your value or your knowledge to them, That everything will be acceptable, and you are not the only one doing that one. You have so many competent there also in that.
At hindi naman sila nabigo dahil unti-unti silang nakilala, at sa higit 2 dekada nila sa negosyo, malalaking kontrata ang napupunta sa kanila dahil na din sa tulong ng kanilang mga empleyado.
At darali, they purchase some equipment from Europe. When the equipment arrived here, it worth them about 6 million, the whole equipment, and they cannot run it. They cannot run it because a lot of defective parts, you know. So you have to analyze because there's no for you to study what's problem was, you know. There is no manual, nothing. We have to bring everything equipment to this to our factory to analyze everything. And now, with God's blessing, it's running perfectly now.
Dagdag pa ng mag-asawa, may malaking kumpanya na gumamit ng kanilang gawang makina at hanggang ngayon ay bahagi na ng buhay ng maraming Australians.
We were contracted by an Australian owner to build him a popcorn factory. And that popcorn factory was doing very well. So all the major shopping, you know, grocery shops. We built that one from scratch. So the owner was very happy. He was doing very well with his products. There were a lot of, you know, like demands for the product. And eventually, so it was bought by Pepsi Cola. But not many knew or not many know that it was built by Seno, that the factory was built by Seno Engineering. And to this day, that popcorn is still on the shelves of, yeah, the major grocery shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, the other thing too, same thing. We built from scratch, which I don't know how did I did it. It used to be called Jewels of India from scratch. Now, I had a contract with them to finish the job within 9 months. But we finished it in 7 months. So we give bonuses to our people, you know. So... okay, holiday to Philippines.
Nagpapasalamat ang pamilyang Seno sa biyaya at binabalik din nila sa mga kababayan at ibang tao na nangangailangan. Sa halos 30 mga empleyado, 10 dito ay mga Pilipino na galing pa sa Pilipinas.
We hired Filipinos direct from overseas. Why we chose Filipinos? Because we know this people, there's a lot of very intelligent people there in Philippines, you know, that didn't even have a break. They want to come here, but they don't know how.
It's also paying forward, Shane, because we were placed in this position. Now, we never even expected. We are placed in this position to do bigger things. Yung mga good experiences, we just pay it forward. You know, parang pag may nakita kayo na bagong dating na naman ng mga kababayan, just be kind to them, you know, offer them whatever na makayanan nyo, big or small, that will be appreciated. So actually, we are a multicultural company. So we have local people na, you know, like Australian-born and bred na employees. We also have employees from other backgrounds, Middle Eastern, and, you know, so other than that. So not only we hire people as employee, but also we provide internships. So may mga university students. It's just like paying forward. Na, you know, we were just hoping yung mga interns na ito, they're the new breed engineers na magkocontinue ng industry, you know, like.
Payo nila Noel at Teresa sa mga nangangarap baguhin ang kanilang buhay o mangibang bansa.
Dream big and make sure you hold it.
Time will not wait for you. Whether ready ka or not, with or without readiness, time will move. So parang you must be always a step ahead.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.